Hello, everyone. I have my windows open on this beautiful Lord's Day this morning. It's a bit chilly, but I'm trying to cool the house down because I know it's going to get a little bit warmer today, and then I don't have to turn on the air conditioning. It's way too early to do that. And as I was reading the readings, I felt God asking me to talk to you, just like your friend, which I hope that you all consider me a friend. I'm no different than you. The other day, when I was at the hotel, I did a video in the workout room, and I was lifting with a 40-pound dumbbell, and I could barely lift it, and then I would do squats with it, and of course, my legs would be burning by the third set, and I couldn't believe that was the amount of weight that I lost over the last year and 4 months. And I was like, man, I cannot believe I carried this weight on my body. No wonder I was achy and sore and not wanting to move and lazy and had no motivation. And then the comments that were coming throughout my social media made me feel like, wait a minute, people, I'm no different than you. It took me 51 years, over a half of a century, for me to put it all together. But it wasn't me. It was my friend Jesus, who I went to and cried out and prayed to, saying, you've got to help me. This was because my husband and I were going to be building our home together, and there was no way I could, at that moment, in my body, in my shape, do it without being in so much pain and having so many issues. So in the readings today, Acts chapter 10, I'm just going to read a first four verses. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and, falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, gosh, that is a loud bird. We got a blue jay out there. All right, I'm just going to close this door here. Okay, let's go back. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and, falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, get up! I myself am also a human being. You know, because Peter was doing God's work, calling on the name of Jesus, healing people, casting out demons, bringing Tabitha back to life. I mean, let's think about that. Raising Tabitha from the dead. But he's a human being, and he's using Jesus throughout this whole thing. As Jesus said, greater things than these will you do in my name. So I started responding to all these people like, hey, you can do it too. Pray. This was the difference in my 51 years. The other times, I tried to do it all myself. And I was a, you know, all or nothing kind of girl. This was my mom speaking to me through my head right now. She says, my gosh, you're like all in or all out. And that is not how life is. You know, some days are great, some days are not so great. Some days you're feeling like you're pretty holy and you're on the top of the world with Jesus, and other days you're down in the pits. And stuff happens. Life throws a lot of curveballs at you. And this is why it's better to just be more consistent than it is to be perfect. Because none of us is perfect. Maybe it's our perfect. Not sure how that sentence structure goes. But the point being, as I continued to read on with the readings, the responsorial psalm says, that's Psalm 98, the Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. And I think about the nations as every single person in the world. You have healing just waiting for you. Because Jesus is your friend, and he loves you. He loved you first waiting for you to turn and love him. So that's the second reading, 1 John chapter 4, 7 through 10. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. I mean, come on, we have to love God and expect that God is going to help us with whatever problems we have. If it's not eating and it's not being lazy, maybe it's some addiction that you have or some attitude that you have toward people or a relationship that you need to mend or someone that you need to forgive. Forgiving, again, means letting go of the debt that you think they owe you, that you're justified to have. Maybe it's an apology. Maybe it's them admitting that they did something wrong. Maybe they don't even know. Okay, and then, of course, the gospel. And this is the only thing I want to tell you that we need to remember. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater life than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends. This is Jesus speaking, by the way. If you do what I command you, I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another. I forgot to tell you, that's John 15, verse 9 through 17. You've got to love yourself too. You know, the first of the two greatest commandments is to keep God the center of your life, to love him and to worship him with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your body. And then the second commandment, because we cannot do it without the first commandment, is to love your neighbor as yourself. But that means you gotta love yourself. It's not a self-centered, conceited love here. You should love yourself enough to be healthy. You should love yourself enough to think about your eternal soul in whatever it is that you are doing in your life that may be damning you. You should love yourself enough. I have another window open in case you hear that bird. You should love yourself enough to turn to Jesus, who loves you, who chose you, who loved you first. Because he's your friend. He is your best friend. And he wants to help you. So turn toward him. Pray with confidence. Pray with acceptance that he's going to do this for you on his time. And then we have to take those steps as well. You know what I'm saying? We can't just sit here and be like, come on, Jesus, help me. And we sit on the couch, we eat a bunch of chips, and we don't move. Maybe it's ice cream for you. I don't know. Maybe it's sweets and sugar. Oh, I'm telling you, there is such freedom from not having any sugar cravings. None. I do like my little sweet treats that I make on the keto side of the house. It's using stevia and fake sugar, if you will, although stevia is supposedly natural. I like monk fruit a little bit better. Erythritol is another one. But the bottom line is I don't crave sugar, and sugar was my nemesis. And it's even better now because I used to drink wine all the time. And alcohol turns into sugar. And since I've stopped drinking, since Ash Wednesday, and then God healed me the following Sunday, I have to tell you, I'm so grateful because I also know that I am not killing my brain anymore. Alcohol is a neurotoxin. It's just so accepted and something that you're supposed to do because the culture bangs it into our head. What are we going to do? Oh, it's a Friday night. Let's go out and have a couple drinks and then have dinner. Or, oh, it's a Saturday night. Or, you know what? For me, it didn't matter. It was a night. Any day of the week, I'm going to have a couple three glasses of wine, sometimes even more. And then you got to think about why. Why do I want to feel out of control? Why do I want to feel kind of hungover and tired the next day? Because I guarantee you, you're not getting the sleep that you think you're getting. Why? And it was because it was a pattern. It was something that me and my husband did. And we have broken that pattern before. We have decided together, let's not drink except on the weekends. And it takes a while because you have to put in new habits. You know, we would sit at the island and watch TV with the drink. So what did we do? Well, we sat at the island and we poured ourselves a sparkling water with some lime or lemon. Or we would go for a walk even. I mean, it's not impossible to change who you are and what you've been for 51 years of your life. Because you can do anything with God. And His saving power is available to all of us, all the nations, every person. We're in the midst of the readings where, yes, the Gentiles can also have the saving power of Jesus in their lives. And so many were so excited because back in the day, before Jesus, it was only the Jews, the quote-unquote chosen people. So what I'm saying is I am just like you, a human being. I chose to go to God to finally help me. That was the difference in every other attempt in my life. I've never felt better. And I want that for you too. And I will be here to motivate you because people are like, I can't wait till you put some workout videos out on YouTube. I can't wait till you have more cooking programs and maybe the what I eat in a day. Everyone's like, what do you eat? So I'm going to share everything. I do coach keto on my Soul, Mind, and Body group. It's my membership group on YouTube. It's $4.99 a month. I've done videos about what do you buy? What is keto? Why am I keto? What's the difference in my body? I am finally, now that I'm home for a couple of days during this week, going to do a couple of videos on my blood work. People are like, are you kidding me? You're going to die eating that way. And my blood work hasn't been better. It's never been as good as it is right now. And I'm going to go through that and I'm going to share with you the areas that I do need to work on. I do need a little more iron and I do need more protein and I do need more water. But these are easy things and I'm shocked that I need more protein. But when I did my calculation on the amount that I ate, I wasn't getting about 100 grams of protein a day. I should be getting that. And I want that so that I can keep my muscle. That's when I started getting that pure protein, that beef isolate. It's delicious. It's kind of like my little sweet treat, even though it has no sugar and there's no carbs in it. I look forward to having that shake, and I try to have it after my workout and maybe my last quote-unquote meal of the day so that my body has protein in it when I go to bed and I start building muscle and repairing my body. Okay. You can do anything with God. It's the game changer. It's the total difference in my life. And I'm so grateful, and I give all glory to Him. So let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, You love us. You chose us. And if we do Your commandments, and we do what You command for us, You say that You are our friend, our best friend, the one who can heal all the nations with Your saving power, all the people. So we look to You right now, and we say out loud what we want You to heal. Lord, You have the power. So when we are tempted to do the opposite of what we're asking You to heal, we will also call on Your name in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirit of temptation, of fatigue, of laziness, of impurity, of anger, of anxiety, of fear, of resentment. And I command you to go to the foot of the holy cross for Jesus to pour His precious blood on you and to receive your sentence, never to come back again. And then we will ask Jesus for You to fill us with Your Holy Spirit, to fill us with energy and zeal and peace and love and kindness and forgiveness and purity and temperance, so that we can control ourselves. Help us to stop, pause, and pray, and pay attention to every moment of our life so that we can live it with You and do Your commands as You tell us, so that we can love one another and, most importantly, love ourselves like You do. Now we will pray for all of the people who left this earth before us by name. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are You among women, and blessed is the fruit of Your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In Your holy name, Jesus, we ask for healing. We ask for You to come into our lives and finally heal us from this cross that we have been carrying and haven't turned to You to make it easier and less burdensome. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Okay, go listen to my YouTube channel, Our Lady of Sorrows. What is it? Why should you have that devotion? What are the promises of that devotion? Exorcists are devoted to Our Lady of Sorrows. Why? Because one of the promises, if you do that devotion every single day, is that she will defeat the infernal enemy, the infernal enemy, Satan, in our spiritual battles. And half the time, it's all those excuses. It's the broken record playing over and over in our head. It's the habits that we have implemented in our lives and don't think that we can change. And that, my dear friends, is evil speaking through your brain into your head, telling you you're never going to do this. You've never done it before. What makes you think you're going to do it now? Because you've got Jesus. And Mary, her main goal, her only goal, is to bring us to her son. So check that out. It's on my YouTube channel, Saturday with Kendra. And just go to the entire holy army. Call on your guardian angel. Call on Mary. Call on Saint Joseph. Any other saints. Your confirmation saint, if you're Catholic and you've been confirmed. Or if you have a problem, go out on that internet and put in patron saint of alcohol, marijuana, drugs, laziness, obesity, you know, whatever it is, and see what comes up. And then maybe start praying to that saint. And that saint will then pray for you to Jesus. Again, we don't worship saints. We don't worship Mary. It's just we're using the heavenly army to get to Jesus. That's what it's all about. All right, everyone, I love you all so much. You can do anything with God. If that's one thing that you remember from this podcast, fantastic. I guess that's the only thing I want you to remember. You can do anything with God. Stop trying to rely on yourself. And have a blessed and inspired day.
If you are seeking happiness and acceptance but not finding it in the world, this podcast shows you how to change everything in your life, soul, mind, and body. You can change anything with God, your prayer life, fighting the spiritual battle, controlling your thoughts, and changing your body, becoming exactly who God created you to be. Joyful, loving, peaceful, with a strong will and a healthy body. Each day on Reality Reflections with Kendra Von Esch, that's me, we will walk the journey together. I will be here to support and love you through the good times and the bad as I share the ups and downs of my life and help you fight the battles in yours. I love you all. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body, and have a blessed and inspired day.